Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. And on our Rivertown hotline is Steelers defensive end Brett Kiesel, who is now partnered up with Geronimo Salsa. And you can find Brett the Diesel Kiesel Salsa at Western Pennsylvania Giant Eagle stores and online at plbsports.com. The 16-ounce salsa is available in three flavors, mild, medium, and hot, which is Brett Kiesel's favorite. Right, you like the hot, Brett, the best?
I like it hot. Check it out. Beer to beer. Love the salsa, baby.
And now you actually like this salsa, because I was talking to you about it in the locker room, and you said, I actually enjoy this stuff. I would not put my name on it if I didn't feel passionately about the product.
Right. I think, if you enjoy salsa, check out mine and just give it a try. If you don't like it, okay, don't tell me that. But if you do like it, pick it up and take it to your tailgate or put it on whatever you like salsa. I like it on some eggs in the morning and hash browns. That's my deal.
I would imagine chips go over real well with the beard, Keith. Is that an issue?
The chips are great. You have to have technique when you're, eating with the beard anyway, and always have a napkin close by. But chips are great with it. Everything's great with it.
Now, speaking of endorsements, I'm sure that they're an award-winning performance by the Beard. I don't know about your performance, but the Beard was fantastic in the Head and Shoulders commercial with Troy and Heinz Ward. Was hilarious.
Yeah, thank you. It was a great idea. Something that we had a lot of fun shooting. It was kind of like the locker room setting, and those guys are great. And for Troy to allow us to be a part of his huge Head and Shoulders success was something I'll cherish forever.
Are you sick of hearing that the Patriots own you guys and Tom Brady's 6-1 and look at these numbers and all this stuff? It has to be annoying after a while.
Well, the past is what it is. It's the past, and we've got to move forward from that. Hopefully we can. It's a big game. We're excited about it. We're excited for this opportunity. And, we're excited it's at Heinz Field. We expect our fans to be a big part in hopefully us getting our fourth straight victory.
That being said, how frustrating is it when there's a quarterback that you just can't get to in time?
Well, it's frustrating, but, if we want to win, those are things we have to do up front. We've got to get to the quarterback. We've got to disrupt his rhythm. Even just getting our hands up, hopefully getting our hands on some balls and maybe forcing a couple interceptions. Those would be big plays for us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Brett, because one of the things, you seem to have a knack for that. Obviously, you're very tall. You use your basketball ability where you were All-State in Wyoming back in the day, I know. But to get your hands up, what's the key to that? You talk about disrupting timing, but are some quarterbacks easier to read than others, and how does Brady measure in that category?
Well, some are easier to read than others. You get a young guy who doesn't, who just looks at one receiver the whole time. You can really track his eyes. But Brady's smart. He knows to not look exactly where he's going with the ball. And, it just comes down to understanding what they're doing, watching a lot of film, watching how many quick outs and short passes they're trying to get rid of. Those are the ones you can get your hands on. And, Coach LeBeau's allowed me to stand up a lot. That's helped me with seeing the quarterback and where he's looking and enabled me to get my hands on a few balls.
Talking to Steelers defensive end Brett Kiesel on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Check out his salsa, Geronimo, Brett the Diesel Kiesel Salsa at Western Pennsylvania Giant Eagle stores and at plbsports.com. Should we expect some different looks against the Patriots than what we've seen you guys show them in the past this week?
Yeah, we might bring a few new things. We've got to get in those situations, though. We've got to be able to shut down the run and keep them out of the end zone, hopefully get a lead. That's when, we're able to do our blitz packages and get after the quarterback best. So hopefully we can shut them down, get a little lead, and, do what we do best.
Keith, how are the young guys doing, obviously, with Aaron Dunn for the year and maybe, unfortunately, for his career? And Hamp, looks like he will be back this week. But how have those young guys done, stepping in and stepping up?
They've done great. They've done great. Ziggy, you can't say enough about the kid. Aaron Smith's one of the best, players to ever put on a Steeler uniform, in my opinion. And Ziggy's came in there and filled in and done everything you can imagine to put us in the situation we're in right now. He works hard, same with Steve McClendon and Cam, for that matter. So all those guys work hard in practice, and that translates to them playing good ball on Sunday.
You know, Brett, something about Ziggy is that when he fills in for you, he doesn't seem to be as effective on that side as he is effective when he plays the left side, which is where he's going to be now for the rest of the year. Is there really that much of a difference to playing either side?
It is. It's very hard. It is. You know, it's hard to kind of explain, but, you know, I guess just try brushing your teeth with your left hand if you're right hand dominant, or something, or eating with your left hand if you're right hand dominant. It's just different. You've got to practice at it. You've got to work at it. But to say that he can go over there and fill in over there is something that's great with Ziggy, you know, and we try and do that with all our guys up front. You don't want to be just one dimensional. You want to have value. The more you can do.
I'm sure you've talked to Aaron Smith plenty after the latest IR news. How's he holding up after another season being cut short?
Well, it's been tough. You know, it has. He really wanted to make it through this year. He's one of those warriors that no matter what slapped him in the face in the previous couple of years, he continued to work and wanted to be out and competing. He's a great competitor. I love the guy to death. I have to give him credit for a lot of my game. You know, I've looked up to him my whole career here, and he will definitely be missed.
Those Warren Sapp comments that came at the beginning of the year, do those still fuel you guys a little bit, the old and done stuff?
Well, I don't know. Not really. We've been hearing that for a long time. We just try and go out and play ball the way we're capable of playing ball and make games physical the way Steelers make, you know, Steelers play ball. So people are going to say that. I don't have any gray in this beard yet, so until that happens, I think, you know, I've got a good argument.
Talking to Steelers defensive end Brett Kiesel here on the Fan Morning Show. Brett, you mentioned something earlier about that Dick LeBeau has you standing up. Maybe, I don't know if it's more in the past, but every now and again. How about dropping into coverage? I mean, maybe you could you know, jump one of those little, you know, quick passes. You drop back there, you get a pick six.
Maybe, you know, you should quit radio and get in the coach, and you might know what you're talking about in there, buddy.
Well, that's not what the texters tell us, but or at least that's not what they tell me. I guess you got to exhaust every possibility when it comes to try to confuse or try to take advantage of whatever breaks that Brady might give you, right?
Right, you're right. We might be doing a little something like that this week. We, you know, there are defenses we run where I am dropping into coverages, and I'd love to get one of those Brady picks and take it to the crib.
Now, next week, you know, after this week, and I know you're not looking ahead, but you got the Ravens again, who had so much success offensively against you guys in week one, but then this past Monday night, they were awful. What changed with that offense from week one against you guys and then against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, they got after Ray Rice. You know, it seemed like you fumbled the ball a little bit early. Sometimes things just don't go your way. It's kind of how it was when we played down in Baltimore. You know, it just seemed like everything didn't go our way. No one was playing well. No one gave us a positive play, really. So sometimes those things happen. You know, they say the cliche, any given Sunday. But that's what it really is. You step on the field on Sunday, anyone can win the game.
You know Ben very well, and it seems as if he operates as if there's a bit of a chip there. Brady gets all the accolades. Everyone considers him to be the best. Do you see this as a great opportunity for Ben to kind of make a statement?
Absolutely. You know, this is a measuring stick for us. It really is. We need to play a quality team like this and see where we're at going halfway into this season. So anytime you get an opportunity to play against a good team, those are the games you cherish, you enjoy playing, because it really tests you and see, you know, you can find out where you're at and where your team's at.
Now, I know New England's a team that traditionally, I know they had Brady threw a bunch of picks against the Bills earlier this season, but typically they don't turn the ball over all that much, and typically you guys do force a lot of turnovers. This year you really haven't. What's been going on there?
I don't know. We've missed some opportunities. You know, we've missed a couple bunnies, a couple layups. We've got to make those plays against these good teams, and hopefully we can get a few on Sunday.
You have to check out Brett the Diesel Kiesel Salsa at Giant Eagle Stores and also PLBSports.com. 16-ounce, mild, medium, and hot. And you recommend the hot, right?
I recommend the hot. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. Trust me.
All right, Brett, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Later. See you.
There goes Steelers defensive end Brett Kiesel on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. One of the Paul Alexander
just doesn't get any better.
Loves of his life.
He is one of the great people I've ever met in this business.
All right, then he's at the top of your list. We know what
way up there.
We know Jim with he's got the three. He's got Pouncey with the Steelers. He's got Orpik with the Penguins. And he's got Neil Walker with the Pirates.
Right.
You've got Kiesel. That's basically it.
He's kind of my guy.
And he's your guy.
And then I just like everyone else.
By the way, ask about you.
I got to get over there and see him and just, spend a little time, maybe, have a little salsa together.